Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Bradbury is here. He's our guest, our good friend. ReadyFounder.com is his website. The book is Six Secrets of Startup Success. We're talking about resilience. As an entrepreneur, we spent some time talking, John, about the startup phase and I really think, I love the way you couched it in terms of what makes you start. Is it to take advantage of an opportunity you saw available? You know, when I started my business, I guess I kind of did that because I could see that there were businesses out there that needed a vice president they could rent. They didn't want to hire one, and I started, and I filled that niche. But I started because I was motivated by wanting to eat. I had this thing about wanting to eat, you know, and I had kids who had the same motivation. So I had a desire. But I also wanted to be self-determined, and so I had that resilience. But then when we all move, when things catch on and it looks like you're going to make it, then you have the stage about, okay, now that I've caught this car, what do I do with it? Right? Do I drive it faster? Do I stay in the slow lane? What do I do with it? But even that takes resilience, doesn't it?
It takes resilience, and it again takes clarity about what you want. Longer term, because you have choices. But the kind of resilience, the complexity of the job in managing a business that's growing rapidly, as you know well, is very different than the first days of the startup.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of founders start out in a specialist role in their careers. They may be working for someone else. They learn a trade or a discipline. And then when you start a business, you've got to do just about everything. You know, you're the cook and the sheriff and the customer service rep. And as you grow, you have to figure out what's the balance of your role in terms of how specialized do I need to be versus in more of a generalist role where I can see the whole thing.
Well, that's exactly right. And the resilience, though, to me, it has a lot to do with the different tasks that you've got to have, right? Because you know, at one point in time, you had to be resilient just to literally show back up every day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in the growth stage, the resilience has to do with dealing with employees, dealing with banks, dealing with capital issues. Who gets the money, and does the company get the money, or does the trucks get the money, or do the computers get the money this month? You know, whatever.
The thing that we see again and again on resilience, most people think of resilience as grit and toughness, but there's a big piece of it that has to do with self-management and managing your life so that all aspects of your life, so that you have enough fuel. You know, you're putting gas back in the tank because this really is a marathon, not a sprint. And so,
are you a little less at this stage? Are you not less passionate, but your passion is a little more focused, maybe a little more sophisticated than before? Is that a good way to say it?
I like that word, sophisticated. It's kind of about, in many ways, it's about looking further over the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And not just in delivering today's business. And that includes, you know, how do I, what's the proper role for me, and how do I stay in this game long term? And that gets them to some very basic things like, how much sleep are you getting? Are you putting the right things into your body? Are you exercising? Are you, how are your relationships outside of the workplace? And all of that has do with being able over a long period of time to perform under stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I find founders who are into this growth stage are starting to think about those things. They're like, wow, this thing really is going to work.
I might make it.
Yeah, I'm going to ride this horse for a while. And the perspective changes, and it does have a deeper level of sophistication, I think.
Well, and your resilience has to be focused on management more and less on survival, right?
Absolutely.
Your resilience is on management, on delegation, not just on survival, meaning I can't afford to hire somebody. I've got to do this all by myself. That's all part of sophistication. Hey, John, let's keep this going. There's some more we can talk about this to help folks out. What do you think?
Would love to.
Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you. Thank you
John
for having me.
John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us, and so we did. ReadyFounder.com, that's his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.